I'm watching, I'm at home, winding down with my glass of wine, watching my TV, my own TV program the day after the election, Michael Moore's on instead of me, and I see one black person after another get up on the BBC television screen and say, I try to vote here in Florida, but my name, I couldn't, they wouldn't let me vote. My name was missing from the voter rolls, or they said I couldn't vote, I was an illegal voter, and one black face after another saying, I can't vote, and by the way, I should mention to you, for those who don't know this, BBC has a rule that we are allowed to show black people on camera who aren't criminals. And yeah, it's true. It's true. And so I'm looking at this, and in my conspiracy nut mind, and see, those of you, obviously, some of you have saw me on Politically Incorrect, where I was called a, as I often am, called a conspiracy nut, which, yeah, it's true. It always gets a laugh, you know, from the conspirators. And and so I'm watching this, and so in my, you know, I just have this conspiracy nut idea that there's some type of computer program which is going through the voter rolls and erasing the names of black voters. And so I brought it for you tonight. It's from the offices of Catherine Harris from her Department of Elections. And here it is. Here it is. This is the list that elected your president. It's a list of, this is the real thing. This is, I got two silvery CD-ROMs. This is a list of 57,000 names of people who were removed, ordered to be removed from the voter rolls by Catherine Harris and her office. Okay? Now, there's a reason. Now, these are bad people. I just want to get you, there's a reason why they're removed. They're not nice. They're criminals. They're felons. They're people who have committed terrible crimes in Florida. And I was going down the list, and I see one here. It's one of the first things I saw. It says Thomas Cooper, who was convicted, and you can verify this if you come up later, convicted on January 30th, 2007. Ooh, Catherine. See, and you thought Minority Report was just made up, right? It's like Catherine Harris, detective of the future, goes in and gets the bad guys and says, I know what you're going to do next year. Can't vote in Florida. 500 criminals of the future on this list. So BBC television and The Guardian papers, and led by my leading the team, first of all, we did something that no other American newspaper did. We asked for the list. So we actually start going through it. 90.2% of the people on this list are absolutely innocent. Well, I shouldn't, that's not correct. 54% of the people on this list are guilty of being black. See, there's the race of each voter right next to their name on the far right column. And now, that's interesting. The effect, by the way, just of this list, and there are several others, four others that I know of, this cost Al Gore 20,000 votes here. Not everyone votes. Not everyone votes Gore. But there wasn't a big surge of black voters for Buchanan. No, because someone on the radio challenged me today on a right-wing radio show. Well, you're just assuming that black voters voted for Al Gore if they could vote, right? And so, well, believe me, if this was a list of country club, you know, guys at the, what's it, the Augusta Golf Club there, and they had lost their vote, do you think that we'd be discussing this? They would have gotten their vote back, right? But there's another interesting, one of the questions is, this is the list that elected your president. The question was it a mistake? Which is the latest thing I've heard, a mistake. Or was it deliberate? So I did something unusual, which is, I don't think it's allowed under the USA Patriot Act. We actually investigated the matter by going into the email files. We actually got the email traffic from the Florida Department of Elections. And there were clerks who said, my God, we are eliminating voters of the future. I mean, criminals of the future. These people haven't been, you know, what is this, 2007, 3010? And the answer came back from the Republican functionaries. Now, I thought, hey, I went to LA public schools. the answer should be, well, what do? You give them back their vote, right? No, that's not very sophisticated. The answer was, if you blank out the conviction dates, no one will know. And there are 4,000 blank conviction dates, not convicted any time, anywhere on here. So then the question becomes, a deliberate is no longer a question. That was it. The question was, who came up with this rotten little racist fix? Well, that's where we start out with a company that was paid $5,000 to come up with the list. But they were fired because they weren't sophisticated. Maybe they didn't come up with enough BLA voters. They were fired. And then the work was put out to bid. And the bids were thrown out. And the highest bidder awarded the contract without a bid. Choice Point of Atlanta now, which has nothing to do with the fact that they have a board and an executive suite that looks like a Republican country club luncheon. That's nothing to do with it, right? They get the contract, no bid. The prior contractor was paid $5,000. Choice Point is paid $2 million. Now, I thought that was interesting as a reporter. It didn't seem to catch anyone's interest among my fellows here at the AJC. No, I'm going to be nice. They were actually very polite to me. That's why I was late. They were holding me hostage. No, they were. what is it that they were being paid for $2 million? What's the excuse? Well, remember I told you this is a company that has millions, 16 billion records on Americans. So these are guys who could actually make sure that they didn't get innocent people. Okay, so they're paid for that. And the number of records, they promised for their $2 million to check 268 million records, and they checked exactly none. Okay? So I'm going through. I find a document in the Florida files. It says DBT, which is a Choice Point subsidiary, and it says confidential and secret. What's so confidential and secret? Because I want to know what the $2 million's for. And I find it, but it's in a document marked confidential and secret. It says here's what's so secret. It says that for $2 million, they will do manual verification using telephone calls. This is secret and confidential. It's in the book. Manual verification using telephone calls. What that means, according to the experts, is that when you're going to take away someone's civil rights, you don't just like use simple computer matches. You got to call, find out their address history, and make sure you got the right people. In which case, the list of 57,000, and by the way, later came out it was 94,000, would knock down to 300 or 400 people, and that's it. So I was wondering how they could verify this using telephone calls and be over 90% wrong. The list that they got from the state of Texas didn't have a single correct name on it, not one. I said, what kind of phone calls are they making? So I asked them. I called Choice Point here in Atlanta. I said, do me a favor, I'm very interested in your contract. Could you tell me, could you send me copies of your call sheets, the lists, just the numbers? They have to keep a record. They're being paid $2 million. Where's the evidence of your calls? Give me the phone numbers. We don't have any call sheets. I said, for $2 million, you made all these calls, and no one had maybe look around. Maybe find a number written on a sticky pad, a lot of money. They said, well, we didn't actually have to dial telephones to fulfill this requirement for manual verification by telephone. And, well, this was like a level of new age thinking. I was trying, the phones that they didn't have to dial, they were making the calls, but they didn't touch the telephone. And it's like, I was trying to get my head into this space. And my Welsh producer said, call Catherine. Okay. So I called Catherine's office, and they set me up for a meeting with Clayton Roberts, who is was the head of the Florida Department of Elections. Now, Roberts is this kind of little bulldog man with slitty little eyes and a red face when he gets upset. And he's always seen, when you see Harris and then you see Roberts, they're always together. They're like attached. He does her thinking for her, see? And he's like this Republican hound dog that they use. And he was running the Florida Department of Elections. So we sat down for a nice, polite BBC television interview. And the camera's rolling, and I asked him some polite questions. He said, oh, yeah, we gave Choice Point like 90% of our office budget. And so that's great. And I pulled out the check for the $2 million. I had a photocopy of the check for the $2 million worth of phone calls. And then I began to pull out the document that says secret and confidential. And Roberts looks at it, and he rips off his little microphone and does a 20-yard dash across the camera wires and locks himself in his office. I'm chasing after him. Locks himself in his office and then calls in the state troopers to remove me and my camera crew from the state building. You know, I guess he just had another appointment, right? Now, something strange happened, because while I'm filming Roberts, PBS film crew is filming me. It's like this postmodern moment, you know. They're filming me filming Roberts, because they've been following me around. But now they've got a problem, because despite PBS's long traditions and history, besides their long tradition in history, they now have real investigative reporting footage. What are they going to do? And even worse for them, they had hired one of the great American directors, Danny Schechter, who's won many Emmy Awards, and he looked at this footage. And he said, whoa. And then he put together a film called Counting on Democracy, which had the Roberts bunny hop and the purge list and the documents and my explanation. And he handed it to PBS sometime after the inauguration. They looked at who their new boss was and said, we don't think we could put it up on the satellite to the network. Okay. Whatever technical problems or other problems that they might have had, to help out PBS, I've actually made several thousand copies of that film. And I have like 15 or something here to spread around. You know, for like $20 or something, you can show them in your basement. Make sure you do so before Patriot Act 4.